Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
I always tell you, she gives you the savage truth, and she ends this article with this quote from the legendary actor Paul Newman, who famously said, "If you're playing a poker game and you look around the table and you can't tell who the sucker is, it's you." This is a great article. You're here to talk about privacy, equity, and to beware. What do you know, Tim?
Well, I'm on a rant. If you've just been casually listening to the stock market reports while you're in the car waiting for, I don't know, the gas prices or sports news, you can't have missed the words private equity and private credit, and are they going to be a problem? And even today, Jamie Dimon, chairman of Chase, opined about it. No, it's not going to bring down the system. Private equity and private credit are deals made outside the usual channels. You know, the reason we have an SEC is because of the 1929 crash, when there was no regulation, particularly of the stock market. You didn't know what you were getting into. And over the years, the SEC has existed to provide investors obvious disclosure, requirements for companies to provide information and so forth. And public companies do that. Private companies think, we don't want to have the legal fees. We don't want to bother with the SEC. And for a long time, they just go to wealthy people or family foundations, family offices, and say, we got this great idea in tech. Why don't you fund us? And of course, those early ideas made a fortune for those early investors. They weren't public stocks yet. And then later on, they'd go public and reap huge benefits. So everybody got the idea that it was easier to get rich, or that you got bigger returns in these private deals, either equity stocks or even by lending to these companies. And that's okay for sophisticated investors. But the real problem with those deals is you can't always get out. They're like the Roach Motel. There's no public market, so you can't call your broker and say, sell my 500 shares of XYZ tomorrow at the opening, even if it's down. You have to wait till things are great and they decide to have a public offering and let you out to make your millions. Well, in the last few years, there haven't been too many outs, as a matter of fact. And there's studies that show that private equity investors have been taking big losses just to get out of these illiquid investors. That's all in this column. But lo and behold, and Lisa, you may remember, I mentioned this. I wrote a column about it last summer when the idea was first floated. This new administration, the Labor Department, which is in charge of protecting investors in pensions and retirement plans, said, yeah, maybe we ought to let 401k plans buy private equity deals. I mean, if that isn't the case of the fox guarding the hen house, this is ridiculous.
Right. So that's our 401k, and we would have little to say about it?
You would have this tempting choice in your plan. There'll be the Standard & Poor 500 stock index fund, and then you, the novice investor, will say, or your advisor to the plan will say, why don't you put 20% into this private equity deal? You know, over the long run, private equity gives you these great returns, and greed will take over. But you cannot get out of these. And people who are suddenly retiring and need to take withdrawals, need to live on the money, are finding, hey, you know what? We can't get out. Now, look, that's what's going on in the general market. So they're looking for some new suckers. All the smart money got into private equity. It can't get out. Where are they going to dump this stuff? Into 401k plans. And this article also shows how this all started. Pension funds got into this in the 80s when Yale University started not just doing stocks and bonds, but doing private equity. And they did pretty well for a while. But a recent Bloomberg study shows that a comparable portfolio that was done by the University of California gave a far better return just investing in the S&P 500 index with lower risk and more liquidity. Read the column. It's up at terrysavage.com. The warning is, if they go through with this plan to dump their junk into your 401k plan or 403b plan, you avoid private equity like crazy. You may get rich, but you may get trapped.
All right. And that's posted at terrysavage.com?
Right.
Okay. You got a quick second for a question or
sure.
two?
Sure.
Asked Terry if I should change my Fidelity IRA account to a New York Life annuity or not. I'm 67 years old. A New York Life custom whole life, a mutual income annuity, or a New York Life lifetime mutual income annuity. These are some of the options I've been
presented. No. I'm going to stop you right there. Don't do that. Because even at only 3% inflation, the value of that fixed monthly check has its buying power cut in half in 25 years. You're 67. You're going to live till your early 90s. You do not want to lock yourself up into one of those immediate annuities, which gives you a check a month for life. And every other kind of annuity is going to make the insurance salesman rich, not you. As my friend Stan, the annuity man, always says, why do you think the insurance companies have those big buildings? It's because they're making money off you. You roll over your 401k into an IRA. You invest conservatively, just in an index fund for a big part of it, and do not go buying annuity products for your IRA.
If a student loan was forgiven, is it okay to throw away all the decades of student loan paperwork, or should paperwork be held on to for a certain amount of time?
Gosh, you're asking the wrong person. I keep paperwork forever
right.
and ever.
Well,
but if it was forgiven, and you know it was forgiven, I guess the old stuff is okay to throw away.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Terry.
Thanks, Lisa. I'll be on with John tomorrow, and so we'll have one questions.
Oh, all right. We'll be listening. I always learn so much, so that's during the noon hour with John. You'll hear Terry Savage.